Father, we thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. What a thing is it to rejoice in the Lord's presence. Thank you for the wonderful testimony our Lord has given. In every little thing, the Bible says you care for us. Help us to never forget that you care for us. And this little congregation here, where? Say little flock. God is moving every day. You are walking miracles, you are walking signs, and the Holy Ghost is bearing witness in our midst that thou art always here. So we thank you this morning. As you read your word this morning, Father, help us, Lord, to be mixed with faith, to bring forth fruit, O God, to the glory of your name in our life. Lord, we thank you and we worship you, for you will do it before we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, who has despised the day of small things? This morning, the subject is the Lord our helper. At the mouth of two or three shouting. At the mouth of two or three witnesses, God is in the midst of his people, no matter what it looks like. Nothing go by feelings. He is the Almighty God. At the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. This morning by God's grace, the Lord our helper. Psalm 54. Here David, the sweet servant of Israel. You know, running up and down, Saul chasing him, the king to be anointed of the Lord himself, chosen of God himself, and so on, yet to be made manifest to Israel. At a time where he was even hiding, those who he was hiding with now, they went to go and tell Saul, oh, he's hiding here, you know. So, and then, you know, in Psalm 54, he began to declare the goodness of the Lord. Even in all these things, say in Psalm 54, verse 4, behold, God is my helper, David said, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. Say, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. You know, when you help God's children, blessing comes to you also, you know.
Amen.
So if you say, God is my helper, how we should shout it all the time. What is intimidated? You go and tell him, God is my helper, he said. Again, Psalm 63, verse 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why will we not rejoice? Why melancholy? Say, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. No, what is Psalm 91 too? Talking about the shadow of his wings. Psalm 91, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So he said, the Lord, you know, it's my help. Has been my help. It will be my help. It's my help today. Be my help tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
Forever and ever, it's our help. I praise God. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings, O Lord, will I rejoice. No matter what the situation around you, don't let the world distract you from rejoicing, because you are in the shadow of his wings. You are in there. In Psalm 115, verse 9. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And in verse 10, O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Talking about the shield and the help and the shield, the buckler in Psalm 91, verse 4, talking about the shield, right? He shall cover thee with his feathers. What is time? In time we are living right now. That's where we are. That's where we are residing now. Our trust. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth, you see, shall be their shield and buckler. So he says, is their head and their shield. So his truth shall be our shield and buckler. No wonder in Ephesians 6:10, we are told that verse 10, be strong. Talking about that shield now. New Testament, Revelation and so on, that expanding the God's revelation to us, about that shield. Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his mind. Why do I have to do that? It has to be the power of the Lord. Because, in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's what you are up against, you Christian, man and woman. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That's the will of God for us, overcome us in every situation. Having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins guarded about with truth. What is the truth? The word of God. Jesus Christ our Lord, the truth, the way, and the life. You know? And having our having on the breastplate of righteousness, and the Lord Jesus is our righteousness. Praise the Lord. He has been made to us righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, we are told. Now, verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Tell whosoever will listen, amen. Wherever you go, amen. Declare the truth of the Lord. Salvation for the human race. Whosoever will, you know, I say, come and receive, drink freely of the water of life. Whosoever will, you know, declare to them. Wherever we go, you know. And verse 16, above all, taking that, because of that verse, the shield, right? Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench, I like this one, all the fiery darts of the wicked. Yeah, they are up there, but the shield of faith in the Lord Jesus, the word of God, we're able to quench all those fiery darts. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that, it says, for he is our help and our shield. The psalmist wrote by divine inspiration in Psalm 121, the first verse. I will lift up my eyes unto the east. Don't look anywhere else now. From whence cometh my help? See? Verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So far you're making your help all the time, it will never fail you. It will never fail me. Man can fail you. Man can promise you heaven and earth and do nothing when it is said that they won't betray you, you know. But the Almighty God will never do that. He's always there. He is true and faithful. So you can trust in Him all the time. In Psalm 124, verse 8, our helper is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. All through David's life. And God making to rise to us by the Holy Ghost and so on. So we have to look for help all the time. He can use angels to help us. He can use man to help us. But He is the source of all our help. Whether I use man, blessed be His holy name. We don't tell Him what to do. You see? You know, He can use man to help us, yes. But He is still the same, our help. So right there, He told us. So now, in Psalm 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes. See? Nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Verse 5 says, happy is he that had the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord is God. That's why you have to be looking for unto it is where our care from it come from the Lord. As we look unto, they say they look unto him, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Never will be ashamed. But David says, as the eye of the servant look unto their master, and the eyes of the maiden to their mistress. Say so our eyes are upon thee, O Lord, you know, and we'll never be ashamed. So, you know, it's our help. All the time, it's always there for us. Now, and so put not your trust in princes, he said, nor in the sons of men, when there is no help. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord is God. Isaiah the prophet, all of them, they witnessed the same thing, 41 of Isaiah verse 10. Fear thou not, Satan, A12, discouragement and to bring fear. Anything you want to do, anything you want to make a leap of faith, it will come without fear and so on. But we know it by now, you know, not to be intimidated by any kind of a fear, you know. Fear thou not, verse 10 says, chapter 41, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. That's what the Bible is saying right there. I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Hallelujah.
For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. No matter what your situation may be, you know, keep your eye on the Lord. God is promising you now, if I did not know before, He will help you. See, no, for I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. Say unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Keep on saying it, you know, let it sink down, mixed with faith. And you can overcome anything. You can overcome everything with the assurance from the Almighty that He has said that He will help you. And He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, His word will not pass away. Now, in verse 14, fear not, He says again, thou art Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, said the Lord, and I redeemer, the only one of Israel, assurance, eternal assurance to the soul, to God's children of all ages, you know. God assuring us. He knows we need his help, and he has assured us that he will help us. Let us put our eye on him. Isaiah 44, verse 1. Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen, thus said the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. See that? Hear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou Jerusalem whom I have chosen. Well, people will say that Jacob, right? No, but we know the Bible says all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yea and they are amen to the glory of God. Even over and above that, are you not the chosen of the Lord? Amen. Are you not the chosen of the Lord? Well, let me remind you, in John, amen, praise God. In John 15, 16, the Lord said, I have chosen you. You see that? I have chosen you. So don't just make me Jacob alone. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So you are the chosen of the Lord. Now in verse 19, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. So no, it's not Jacob. It's you, and you are the chosen of the Lord. And I say that I will help you in all the way to the coming of the Lord. No matter what situation you get yourself, you know, you find yourself, he has promised you, say, I will help you, I will strengthen you. Now, Isaiah 49, rather, verse 8. Thus said the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee. Praise the Lord. You know, see, like Daniel of old, even when you begin to, this time you begin to pray, I've already heard you. 21 days ago, I already heard you, you know. I already heard you already. So every prayer you made in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, means with faith, God has heard you, you know. See, we do it, you know. So let us put our hearts there. And I say, take with time. See, I've heard you, you know. So blessed be the name of the Lord. One time, not too long ago, we were praying for different things. You know, trusting the Lord. And like Elijah of old, a letter from Elijah, you know, came after he had passed, long after he had been translated. Although that letter was a letter of judgment, though, to that king of that time, you know. But like a letter from Elijah of old and so on, as you were speaking it not too long ago, the Lord assured me I got all of the right things that, you know, that our brother did and so on, like that, you know. And, you know, in what you call the prophetic crisis and so on. Then in one place, say, Jesus has had you. That's settled for me forever, amen. Praise the Lord. So I believe of many, many prayers and so on. I went about 5-6 weeks ago and so on. And I just had to that writing, you know. So sometimes I wasn't really that. I just went there, picked that material and just read it. And I said, Jesus has had you. That's settled for me forever, amen. So he said, and then the fact that he said to you in an acceptable time, I have had thee. So you got to turn your prayer into praise, you know. And sometimes when this thing happened, so that we see, decide to lick some dust, you don't need to look at that at all. You go on praising the Lord, amen. You have heard the voice of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we say, you have heard you already. Now, Isaiah 50, verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. And you can say to yourself every day, you read to yourself. Therefore shall I not be confounded. You not be ashamed, amen. Because of the Lord. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. How do you know? Because the Lord says, God will help you. Amen? God will help you. That's why you will not be ashamed. You can count on it and so on, you know. And now, behold, verse 9. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Now, in a way, this is messianic prophecy, really, but of course, I mean, it applies to us today, the word of God. Now, in the original, let's talk about, you say, like a flint. What is a flint, really? Let's go a little bit deeper on that. What is a flint? A flint is a very hard and dark rock. We know that. It is used figuratively in the scriptures to express hardness, as in this scripture can give by three or four instances of where it is used. So, but figuratively it's used, to express hardness. Let's get about two or three scriptures about that and so on. You know, number one, the firmness of an army horse's hoofs. You know, the horse, the Israel has sinned. You know, Isaiah chapter 5, God has done them so many, many things. He called them his vineyard. He dressed them properly. Showers come upon them at the vine. But later on, they bring forth just white grapes. And God was annoyed with them. Of course, when they do that, he will send an army to come and oppress them, right? Anyway, so in Isaiah 5:28, talking about that flame, what does it mean? It means hardness. Isaiah 5:28. The army that is coming against them, whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent, their horses' hoof shall be counted like flint. They are so hard. These are strong horses against his people and all that, So that's what I'm trying to bring in there. It means to show hardness, figuratively in the Bible. And their will, like a whirlwind. You know that another scripture here, where that war flint, I know it's a rock, hard rock, right? It will show toughness of an impossible task, like in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 15, which we went through the other time. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness? Moses reminding them now of the goodness of God. As he began to round up his ministry and so on, that chapter and that book of Deuteronomy, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought. Where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flame? See, the hard rock. And we know, spiritually speaking, in 1 Corinthians 10:4, that rock was Christ. We know before, but that's not our subject this morning, So anyway, rock of flame, God brought out water out of there. In Psalm 114, the same is expressed, verse 8. Which turned the rock into a standing water. The flint has had as the flint is, the flint into a fountain of water. We are dwelling on the word flint. It's a rock, hard rock, really, the Bible used many like figuratively and so on that, Now, it's also used in Ezekiel 3:8, the inflexibility of unwavering determination, and I speak on that, the inflexibility of unwavering determination. You are doing something, talk about that right now. That is the idea. God sent it to these people. Don't look at their faces, just set your face as a flint. Ezekiel, the third chapter, verse 8. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads, as an adamant, harder than flint, have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither they dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. So we see differently as used in the Bible, figuratively, set his face like a flint is a figure of speech the prophet Isaiah used in the verse I read before to describe even the Messiah's unwavering determination to persevere in the excruciating task set before the Lord. That Isaiah that I read before, 50 verse 7. So I know Christ will endure humiliation on his journey to the cross to die for our sins. Nearly 800 years before Isaiah prophesied this thing, before it happened, Isaiah foretold the Lord's suffering, like I read to you. I read verse 7 to you, but let me go back to verse 6 of Isaiah 50 to see the prophecy and so on. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that pluck off the ear. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. No, we are talking about Feast Sunday. How every prophet and so on declared the Lord Jesus. We couldn't get to all of them. Yet, even this is one of them again, prophesying about the Lord Jesus. Where is this fulfilled? What he was saying now, I gave my back to the smiter. Am I sick to them that pluck off the ear? I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Look at Matthew 26 of Matthew 67. Then did they spit in his face. That no prophet fulfilling another prophecy. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their arms. Still in Matthew 27, verse 26. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, say, turn my back, right? You know, scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. So what is it now? The resolve, the Lord's resolve, the resolute image of Christ is also set forth in this verse of scripture here. His resolute image to save his people in Luke 9:51, in a way. He didn't mention the word faint there, but I want to read that verse 51 of Luke 9. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. That speaks a volume of words, really, you know. So what is going to do? I can say that in there, the Lord set his face like a flame, right there. As Isaiah said, why go to Jerusalem? Because in there, the law will face what? Arrest, first of all. He will face torture and agonizing death. Yes, he set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem to face all these things, you know. And we trust in God the Father to help him and defend him before his enemies. The Lord set off firmly and unflinchingly committed to finish his mission. There will be no backing out now, and no enemy or accuser could deter him from accomplishing his purpose. What did he do? He has set his face like a flint, as Prophet Isaiah said, you know. So, staying on track to now bring it to our Christian life, and then we bring it to our material life. The Lord Jesus' example in that, he said he set his face like a flint, you know, so to our Christian work. So, we also stay on track in the Christian life requires setting our faces like a flint, amen? Like the Lord did. Faith as a flint. This Christian walk, you know, and something like that, you know. The scripture even teaches us to run the race with our eyes on the prize. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. Set your face like a flint in this Christian journey. No distraction, no looking back and forth. No, you set your face on the Lord Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Set your face, your eyes on the prize. No matter what, no distraction. As well as you know, 25 verse said, and every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. So that's a very, very nice verse for us to always remember. Temperament in all things, because you are striving for the mastery, you know, spiritually talking, you know. So like you said here, these people, they do it for to obtain a corruptible crown, but our own run is for an incorruptible crown. Therefore, I therefore also run, he said, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. See, now just telling you, I want to set our face like a flame. That's an example. Where in that castaway thing, Paul wasn't talking about getting lost. He doesn't want to be, doesn't want to be, don't get unused anymore. I want to use him right to the end. What he was saying there. Now, that's what not in the way Paul said this kind of thing. In that another place where Paul set his face like a flint, that he might finish his course. That is in Philippians 3:12. That's an example for us. And he said, not as though I had already attained. So sometimes that will discourage you. Oh, you haven't done this. Oh, you haven't done that. No, that just telling this kind of a scripture. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. I set my face like a flint. If you want to say that way, I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, he wrote, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I'm reaching forward to those things which are before. I press toward a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's like setting his feet like a flame. Doesn't matter what, you know, he's going for that goal, for that prize, something like that, you know. Giving us an example and encouraging us to do the same. So nothing was more important to Paul than completing that course, that God-given mission. And no matter what the course might be, even in Acts 20, about the 22nd verse, you know, and like what he said, you know, I can classify as setting his feet like a flint. And now, behold, I go bound in the spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall before me there, he said. Save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. I have set my face like a flint, right? None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So, and then we can keep on going, you know, that man's ministry and something like that, you know. Give us an example. You know, he said, follow me as I follow Christ, he said, in one place. Now, following is another scripture that presents an excellent picture of setting our face like a flame. It's found in Hebrews 12, the first two verses in there. And it says this, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. See? Set your feet like a flint. In so many words, India. Verse 2. Looking, I don't even know if this one is there. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. See? Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So the original prophecy of setting our feet like a flint was the messianic prophecy, but today he applies to us. Paul applied to his ministry, and today it applies to us too, you know. So, as the scripture has said, you know, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 46, howbeit, so I'm saying it applies to us too, and we see how it does that now. 1 Corinthians 15, 46, howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward, that which is spiritual. And here's where I'm coming to right now. So, experience has taught us in this life that we will encounter challenges. You know, like I've just talked about what we're just right now, you know, before this message and so on, you know. All our life, we will encounter challenges in this world and so on. One time or the other, in our natural goals, you know, in our spiritual work with the Lord, and even in the natural way, you know. So, we talk about the spiritual force, right? Even in the natural world, we encounter this thing, and like I've just related to us and so on. That may include our career, may include our business, may include our jobs, and whatsoever our hands find to do, we will face challenges. We know by now, by experience and so on, that you know. The guarantee for victory is to resolve to set our face as a flame. Amen?
Amen.
Do whatever it is with our minds. You do your best. Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, do with all your mind. Then on top of that, you set your face as a flint, you know, and counting on the promise of God to help you and me. That's why I want to read that verse again, Isaiah 50 verse 7, again to just remind us, no matter what you are doing in your business, in your work and so on, set your face as a flint. I read that verse again. For the Lord God will help me, see, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and know that I shall not be ashamed. See, Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off, right? Tell me like that in the Lord Jesus. Behold, verse 9, the Lord God will help me, Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall all wax old as garment. The moth shall eat them up. What am I talking here? That means no looking back. Some say, burn the bridge behind you, right? I said, you know what made the Roman soldiers to be so ferocious in those days? Why they conquer so much land? I think when they are going to battle, you know, their country will tell them, you know, and what they are doing is this. It's like there is no turning back. They will, if there's any, they will burn the bridge behind them. If you want to say, there is no turning back. So the only way is to, it has to be victorious. That's what they do, you know. So and they make a vow that there's no retreating. No retreating. That's why they conquer so much land. You know, and so in those days, you know. So now, so never think or anticipate failure. See? But victory. Giving the assured help from the Lord Himself, you know. So that's in line with the Lord Jesus' word in Luke chapter 9 again. Some say that, oh, come and follow me. One say, oh, somebody died, I want to go and bury them. The Lord said, let the dead bury their dead, amen. You come and preach the kingdom of God and things like that, you know. So, and one say, oh, I want to go and bid my people farewell. The Lord told them in verse 62, of Luke 9, 62. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. When you are doing something, you know it is the will of God for you. No looking back, amen? Amen. Go right through, amen? No matter what, set your faith as a flint. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't look for distraction. Don't think negativity. Don't think of a failure. But you just know that the Lord God shall help you, amen? And you will not be ashamed. Praise the Lord. Now, let's keep on going now. So much on the set your faith as a flint, right? Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. See that? He will always help you. He will always help me, you know? So it's my trust, he said. And my heart trusted in Him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is your strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. It's your saving strength, the Lord is, you know? So you can get too many scriptures that the Lord promised that He will help you, and will help me. You know, so we just meditate upon this since day and night, and we live a continuous victorious life. Psalm 42. You know, discouragement will come many times. You know, it came to David. It came to everybody. It came to it came to David many times and so on. Bible says at one time, you know, it says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. What a discouragement! When he was running around like a fugitive and all that, you know, and he was in Ziklag. All of a sudden, that, you know, the city was burned down. His wife was taken away and children and so on. Bible says, and they wept and they couldn't weep anymore. You see, so he was overwhelmed, you know. And then David encouraged himself in the Lord, amen. Mm-hmm. He didn't just begin to be sorry for himself. No. He encouraged himself in the Lord. So in Psalm 42, he has another instance and so on, verse 5. Begin to tell himself, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. God will help you. See? Why don't they cast down? Yet, verse 8, yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Sweet, sweet psalmist of Israel. Verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for yet shall I praise Him, whom is the head of my countenance and my God. So he encouraged himself in the Lord all throughout his life and so on. What about the situation? Such is like a flint, you know. Psalm 46. You need to round up here this morning. But one, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. No matter what the situation, you know, it's a very present help in trouble. Just look unto Him. Call upon His name, you know. Therefore, we not we fear. There fear be the last thing. It's the first thing that comes to the natural mind. But to the spiritual mind, should be the last thing ever, if ever it ever comes and so on, you know. So therefore, we not we fear. Though the heart be removed, And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, rather that a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. After all these calamities, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. You hold on to the word of God, amen? Praise the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So shall make glad the city of God, the only place of the tabernacles of the Most High. You think you are alone? You're not alone, son of God, child of God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. That's you and me, amen? All of God's children. God shall help her. And that right early. It won't be late. Why is it taking late? No. You will be right there on time, amen? Mm-hmm. It's a very present help in trouble. Praise the Lord. Why will he delay his help? It's right on time. The hidden raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The heart melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, assuring you, God of Jacob is our refuge. Later, I did not tell you in the New Testament, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Be still. No fidgeting, spiritually and physically and so on. No fidgeting. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. When the heathen have to make mockery of you, just let them know about this scripture and so on, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Then assure your heart, the God of hosts is with us, with me. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, praise the Lord. See? So it's our help. And not only our help, very better help in trouble. If you think I'm in trouble, bring you out. Now, in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise, even spiritually talking too, both, the Bible says it's our helper. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. See, our helper, God, our helper, right? Our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered, in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So the Bible says that casting all our cares upon him because he cares for us. So just come to the boldly to the not beggarly to the throne of God. People think that's holiness. That's not holiness. Holiness is knowing that you are a child of God, amen? That you have been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the Lord Jesus is your righteousness. That you have the same standing before God the Father, like the Lord Jesus has before the Father. So you come boldly to his throne, and you make your demand before the Lord. And that is holiness, because you know who you are in the Lord Jesus. So you will find grace to help in the time of need. That's why you need to go. So anyway, in Hebrews 13:6, so that we may boldly say, when you have gotten the victory now, you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. Oh, the fear of man bringeth a snare. The Bible says in another Bible, the fear of man bringeth a snare. Yeah. See? So, but now you can, when you have gotten the victory now, when you hold on through it, when you have set your face like a flint, and feel that situation in your life and tell that and know that the Lord is your helper, then you can now see and testify that he may say, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Praise the Lord. Now, Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now doth say the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and you and me, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And of course, in Romans chapter 8, the Bible says that if you think he has redeemed us, Jacob, not talking about Jacob alone, I want to interject into Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Because he has called you, O Israel, we are saying that he's talking to you also. In fact, it's written to us, really, Anyway, verse 29 of that, for whom he did foreknow, he said, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. So he called, he already called you, we are called of the Lord. Like he called Jacob and so on, and even more than that. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. So just want to put in there, so you don't come and say it's just for Jacob alone. No. So back to Isaiah 43 verse 2 now. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. So see, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. So be confident now. Set your faith as a flint now. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. That's verse 15 of Isaiah 43, verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea. See, we make a way for you. You know, if we be in the sea, and a path in the mighty water, he will do all this thing for you and I. Remember ye not the former thing, the Lord said, and consider the things of old. So it's the way maker. In helping us, is the way maker. If need be, in the sea, we make a way for you. In the desert, we make a way for you. In India, you know. Remember ye not the former things, the Lord said, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Can take the Lord's word for it right now. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So what you think is impossible, God said, I will make a way. Praise the Lord. Just look unto him. Keep your eyes on him. So in finishing up this morning, in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be stronger and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. We are putting this on top of being your helper. These other encouraging scriptures in here. In our any kind of thing we are putting our hands to do, be of good courage. The Lord commanded us in there, you know, to be stronger and of good courage. Not to be afraid whatsoever. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, sometimes patience may be needed to reach our desired haven. See, you know, and that's why in Psalm 34, verse 4, patience may be required. Now, 34, Psalm verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart. He promised us. Verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself now because of him who prospereth in his way. No, don't fret yourself. No, just rest in the Lord. You know, so he has given you all these promises to help you. So you rest in the Lord now, you know, and wait patiently for him. Even the one that got you to write this psalm, he had the same experience and passed it to him in Psalm 40, verse 1. Even the anointed writer told us by the Holy Ghost, that's what I'm telling you. I've been there myself. So, you know, I'm a true witness. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he cried unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. No matter what is your situation, no matter how bad it may be, as a child of God, amen, he called it a horrible pit. Can't even be described. Out of the miry clay. And from there, he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Amen. You will not stumble. It's with you. Amen. Amen. Now, and he has put a new song in my mouth. He will turn your mourning into dancing. Amen. Mm-hmm. Another song. Praise the Lord. And he has put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. You know, one time, one little testimony here, around 2000, I had to go and do some work in California and so on. So I went for an interview in California and things like that, you know. So this person, it was the days of the stock market skyrocketing and so on like that, you know. The person I wanted to take over from, he was leaving the position, I don't know for what purpose. So I got they gave me the job and so on. Then I think when I went there to go and find out what I will be doing, he made a comment. He said, this man cannot handle this job. He said, how can this man handle this thing, you know? And I came back home. I said, Lord, hear what Rick Kuhl said. Amen?
Amen.
I said, Lord, hear, his name is Rick Kuhl. Hear what Rick Kuhl said, Lord. I said, Lord, help me. Bible said the world will see it, right? The Lord said the Lord will help you. And the whole world will see it and so on, that, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. To God be the glory. You know, and this thing, I've never even done it before. You need to tell you the truth. The job, you see, I'm not that way. In many cases, you see, it's just to testify to the glory of God.
Yes.
You know, I don't even normally talk so much and so on. No? I've never even done this thing before. I just went by faith, you know, and so on that, you know. So anyway, I said, oh, hear what Riku said, that this man cannot do it. Well, this letter put me that, can you imagine traveling from that to California and back and forth, the thing I've not done before? So I trusted in the Lord. In the end of the game, in that place, in fact, you know, I was the only contractor, one of two contractors that was not let go when the market went down. See, if I had to leave the company myself, they hired me later on to be working here in Phoenix, I left them and so on. Now, what I'm saying is this. Bible says that the Lord will bless, you see. He said that the whole world will see it and so on. The Lord will bless you, the whole world will see it, you know. Let us keep our eye on the Lord. Set your faith like a flame, you know. I know time for to California, I must not fail. Praise the Lord. Set my face like a thing, I know that, you know, and the Lord is good. Now, let's finish up here. The Lord promised you his divine guidance as part of his help in this life. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct thee. Just when you think you don't know what to do, come to this scripture. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Praise the Lord. Can take it to the bank of heaven any day, any place, any sort of situation, and it will be true. God's word is true. Proverbs 3:5. In finishing, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Isaiah 30:21. Just more encouraging scripture. Having understood that the Lord has promised that he's going to help you, either today or tomorrow, or whatever time you need it, like Abraham was testifying before the message, I start asking verse 21, and our ears shall hear a word behind it, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. God is promising you right there. You will hear the word of God, amen? And I tell you, God is the right way. He will guide you. He will direct your ways. You know, he promises. So right there. And the last scripture here, in Isaiah 58, verse 11. I love this scripture so much. You know, here is what he says in verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. The Lord our helper. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are not left here helpless. The Lord is our helper. Thank you for the whole subscription you have given us. And that's not even touching the tip of the iceberg of the innumerable promises of God. But we thank you this morning. As we go this morning, Father, help us to let the Holy Spirit, Lord, to expand the scriptures unto us, Lord. Then we become fearless of any situation, knowing that God is with us, that we are more than conquerors in the affairs of this life, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Through him, the Lord Jesus Christ has loved us. Blessed be the name of God. Thank you for your love towards us. Thank you for having made provision for all that we will ever need. Lord, thank you for being our help. Lord, a very present life in trouble. Blessed be thy name, Father. Receive all the glory. Lord, Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.